Dear reader, you are presumably looking at the back of this book or the end of the end. The end of the end is the best place to begin the end, because if you read the end from the beginning of the end to the end of the end of the end, you will arrive at the end of the end of your rope. This book is the last in a series of unfortunate events. And even if you brave the previous 12 volumes, you probably can't stand such unpleasantries as a fearsome storm, a suspicious beverage, a herd of wild sheep, an enormous birdcage, and a truly haunting secret about the Baudelaire parents. It has been my solemn occupation to complete the history of the Baudelaire orphans, and at last I am finished. You likely have some other occupation, so if I were you, I would drop this book at once, so the end does not finish you. With all due respect, Lemony Snicket.
Harper Children's Audio presents A Series of Unfortunate Events, Book the 13th. The End by Lemony Snicket. Performed by Tim Curry. Copyright 2006 by Lemony Snicket. Production copyright 2006 by HarperCollins Publishers.
I can't think of a single thing I'd rather do than be cast away on an island with you. No, I can't think of anything more heavenly than to have you shipwrecked on a tropical island with me. Shipwrecked with you, shipwrecked with you. I can't think of a single thing I'd rather do than be cast away on an island with you. Far from distractions and matters of state, we can quit smoking and quickly lose weight, sleeping till noon and then staying up late at latitude zero and longitude eight.
For Beatrice, I cherished, you perished, the world's been nightmarished. Chapter 1. If you have ever peeled an onion, then you know that the first thin papery layer reveals another thin papery layer, and that layer reveals another and another. And before you know it, you have hundreds of layers all over the kitchen table and thousands of tears in your eyes, sorry that you ever started peeling in the first place, and wishing that you had left the onion alone to wither away on the shelf of the pantry while you went on with your life, even if that meant never again enjoying the complicated and overwhelming taste of this strange and bitter vegetable. In this way, the story of the Baudelaire orphans is like an onion. And if you insist on reading each and every thin, papery layer in A Series of Unfortunate Events, your only reward will be 170 chapters of misery in your library and countless tears in your eyes. Even if you have read the first 12 volumes of the Baudelaire story, it is not too late to stop peeling away the layers and to put this book back on the shelf to wither away while you read something less complicated and overwhelming. The end of this unhappy chronicle is like its bad beginning, as each misfortune only reveals another, and another, and another, and only those with the stomach for this strange and bitter tale should venture any farther into the Baudelaire onion. I'm sorry to tell you this, but that is how the story goes. The Baudelaire orphans would have been happy to see an onion, had one come bobbing along as they travelled across the vast and empty sea in a boat the size of a large bed, but not nearly as comfortable. Had such a vegetable appeared, Violet, the eldest Baudelaire, would have tied up her hair in a ribbon to keep it out of her eyes, and in moments would have invented a device to retrieve the onion from the water. Klaus, the middle sibling, and the only boy, would have remembered useful facts from one of the thousands of books he had read, and been able to identify which type of onion it was, and whether or not it was edible. And Sonny, who was just scarcely out of babyhood, would have sliced the onion into bite-sized pieces with her unusually sharp teeth, and put her newly developed cooking skills to good use in order to turn a simple onion into something quite tasty indeed. The elder Baudelaires could imagine their sister announcing, "Soupies," which was her way of saying, "Dinner is served."